The 2016 biopic Race tells the story of Jesse Owens and his historic performance in the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games. Film critic Simone Beck takes a closer look in this edition of SIU Reviews.
Race is ostensibly a biopic about track and field star Jesse Owens. However, its narrative is prone to wandering. There are side plots about Jesse's coach, the U.S. Olympic Committee, and Leni Riefenstahl. All of these draw the focus away from Jesse and his life, spreading the movie too thin to accomplish any of these goals in a satisfying way. The inclusion of Larry, Jesse's coach, seems particularly troubling, especially in light of a recent interview with Don Cheadle about his biopic of Miles Davis, set to be released later this year. Cheadle mentioned that the film, which he has been working on for the better part of a decade, and which he produced, directed, and starred in, was unable to secure financing until he added a co-starring role for a white actor. So Cheadle added a fictional Rolling Stone journalist to traipse after Davis, giving white audiences a literal on-screen identification proxy. With this in mind, it's hard not to see something similar motivating the extended scenes we see of Larry drinking, moping, and wandering around Berlin in the dead of night. Of course, like any good historical proxy, we also see him being staunchly and loudly anti-racist. He is, of course, the only white character in the film so enlightened in his racial politics. This is not to condemn the anti-racist sentiment, but rather to question both its presence and its purpose, because it reeks of an easy revisionist morality biopics are prone to. This gets us, ultimately, to the double entendre of the film's title, which refers both to the track and field events Owen set records in, and the sociological term for organizing people based on shared physical characteristics. The movie's depiction of systems of power around race is further complicated because Jesse Owens won his gold medals in the midst of the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. When Jesse and his black teammates arrive at the Olympic Village, they are told the dorms are not segregated and they will be rooming with white teammates. Ralph, another black Olympian, quips while sitting down to eat in the integrated cafeteria that maybe those Nazis aren't so bad after all. That he makes the remark as he eats with two Jewish Olympians from the American team encapsulates the strange ethos of the movie. The unasked question that haunts the whole thing is a kind of trauma off. Who had it worse in 1936, black Americans or German Jews? It is a question both unasked and unanswered, because there is nothing at the end of that rabbit hole but despair and misery, and it's not up to us to hand out the gold, silver, and bronze in the historical trauma Olympics from the relative safety of 2016. Humanity is stained by injustice to all, and while it would have been strange to leave the question out entirely, race demonstrates that it's not up to the task of answering it. Of course, the one group that is both involved and uninvolved in the trauma Olympics are the white men who make up the U.S. Olympic Committee. We see them meeting in a hotel in New York, debating if the United States should even participate in the Berlin Olympics, given what they know of Hitler's policies toward the undesirables. As they debate what should be done, someone shouts, "When was the last time you played 18 holes with a Jew or a Negro?" That question, too, goes unanswered. Only in this case, it's because the answer is clear. Never. Jesse Owens returned to the United States, having set world records in the broad jump and 4x100 sprint relay, and is the first person to win 4 gold medals in a single Olympic Games. Though, as the film reminds us through text titles, President Franklin Roosevelt invited many of Jesse's Olympic teammates to the White House, but never publicly acknowledged Jesse or his records. In the end, rather than investigate the murky morality underscoring the entire 1936 Summer Olympics in a serious way, the film prefers to let those questions hang like damp laundry on a humid day. This is probably in an attempt to let us interpret them for ourselves, but the effect is unsatisfying. One of the last scenes of the movie is also one of the oddest, in which Leni Riefenstahl shows up at Jesse's Olympic Village room and asks him to recreate some shots for her movie. She has been buzzing around the Berlin scenes, mostly translating for Goebbels and filming athletic events. That film would become Olympia, a documentary slash propaganda film about the 1936 Olympics. She tells Jesse that her film will preserve his accomplishments for the world to see, and she says it to him in a kind of awe. It's a scene so surreal that I have trouble believing it has any basis in historical fact. Indeed, the film's whole interest in the film that Riefenstahl is creating seems to be the most tangential of its wanderings, reflective of the film's interest in its own apparatus. Telling the story, the film seems to argue in its final moments, is more important than thinking about that time critically. Would that it were so simple.
Race is currently playing at a theater near you. Simone Beck is a doctoral candidate in the College of Mass Communications and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.